Yo, yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to my podcast, Fast Forward Mindset Motivational Podcast. And just in case you didn't know, I'm your host, Coach James. On my podcast, I will give you the recipe to a brand new life by simply intentionally rewiring the way you think. And the way you think is everything. Good morning, everyone. Happy Flex Your Mind Muscle Friday. Well, y'all, today is Friday, and today is a great day for me because I'm on PTO from my 8 to 5. So I'm going to chill back and watch some NCAA tournament. So, y'all, last Sunday, to be exact, I celebrated my 46th birthday. And I had a great time. Hung out with the family. We went to Dave and Buster's, played some games. My wife kicked my butt, as always. I don't know how it happens, but she always beats me in everything. I just let her. And so it was a great day. But at the end of the day, I started thinking, what can I do to continue to better myself? Because, y'all, I'm always trying to better me. I'm always trying to find ways to improve my lifestyle, right? Because that's really what it's all about. The better the lifestyle you live, the happier you live. At least that's how I see it. And so I was thinking, what can I do or add to my cadence to make my life just a little bit more better? So today's episode is about things that are detrimental to your lifestyle. I want to talk about things that's harming your lifestyle. And if you didn't hear last week's podcast, it was done on Saturday. It's called Find Your Inner Peace. Go check that out. It talks about you finding peace within yourself for longevity. So, y'all, back to today's podcast. So, like I said, I'm 46 now, and I wanted to determine what are things that I can do to continue to better my lifestyle, right? But there are a lot of things that are detrimental to us, and I don't think we even stop to think about it. So, number one, what does the definition of detrimental mean, right? Because I think that's important for you to understand the definition of that and identify it. The definition, the Google definition of detrimental is tending to cause harm. So, things that are detrimental to your lifestyle causes harm, right? And causing harm to your lifestyle is not good, especially if you want to live a happy and healthy lifestyle. Y'all, I'm really big on living happy and healthy, because if you live happy and healthy, that's a way for you to continue to fight for success in your life and eliminate things that are detrimental to you. And just in case you all didn't know, I got another podcast. And I kind of aborted that one to start this one, but I got about 30 or 40 episodes on that. And it's called My Two Cents on Life, Life Spelled with the Y. And the reason why I'm bringing that up is because I brought up the word lifestyle. Because I started that podcast to teach people how to live a happy and healthy lifestyle. So if you have not checked that out, go check it out. It's called My Two Cents on Life, Life Spelled with the Y. It's on Apple and Spotify as well. All right. And that's Apple Podcast. So let's talk about some things that can change or harm your lifestyle. And I say change because things are not always harmful, but it could change the trajectory of your lifestyle, right? And so let's talk about some of those different things. Obsession. Wow. Obsessions is big, right? Because sometimes we can get our mind wrapped around something and we're so obsessed with it, we just hold on to it. And next thing we know, the obsession has overtaken us and we are now living a lifestyle that we never thought we could live. And I say, number one, the obsession to me that I see is people playing a lottery. Now, let me say this. People, I'm not being critical of you. I'm not judging you because you play the lottery every week. Keep playing the lottery. It's the way to go. If you don't play, you can't win. I get it. But some people are obsessed with playing the lottery. Scratcher tickets. Some people just get obsessed with that stuff. It's an everyday thing. It's almost worse than the cigarette habit, right? Because cigarettes cost money. And you want to smoke 5, 6, 7. Some people smoke a pack of cigarettes a day. It's an obsession to nicotine. Lottery tickets are the same way. You get the same feeling of satisfaction when you win. You find something that's satiating about it. It's the same thing. And so I talk about obsessions. I have to add addictions into that, because addictions can definitely change and harm your lifestyle. Whether your addiction is drugs, alcohol, pornography, sex. And let's be real, y'all. Some of us have addictions to sex. We find sex to be so pleasing to where we start having sex with multiple partners because it feels great, right? Again, it's that whole rush. And people talk about having sex with someone cheating, there's a risk, and the risk factor feels great. It's the adrenaline. It's detrimental to your health because it can change and harm your lifestyle. You should protect your lifestyle that you've built, right? It's like the golden key to your life. This is my lifestyle and no one is changing it. But when we get addicted to these things in life, it changes the lifestyle. Next one, negative thinking pattern. Everyone has an issue with negative thinking. 98% of people per research struggle with negative bad thoughts. It just happens. You can't fix it. You can't change it. But there are things you can do to deter a negative thought and push it into a positive thought, right? But negative thinking will definitely harm your lifestyle. I struggled with negative thinking for years. Every good thing that ever happened to me turned out to be a negative situation. No matter if it was a positive outcome, I made it negative. Give you an example. Hey, I just got a great job, making more money, better position, higher ranking at work. That's just great. Dang, now I got more work to do. See that little twist? Now I got more work to do. You just turned a positive solution into a negative solution because you thought the fact that it's great news, I got the job, I'm making more money, but I got more work to do. What does more work got to do with it? It's kind of like Tina Turner. What does love got to do with it? What does it have to do with it? So negative thinking pattern can harm and change your lifestyle. Self-sabotage. Man, I've known some people who just sabotage every good thing that happens to them. It's right in front of their eyes. The present is looking right at them. And I mean, they're even indulging in the present. They're loving it. It's great. But they find a way to sabotage it. And some of us struggle with the notion that it's too good to be true. And I know y'all have heard that before. People say, it's just too good to be true. This can't be real. There's got to be a hidden factor somewhere, right? But that's not always the case. But when you think that, that's self-sabotage. That can change or harm your lifestyle. I feel like a lot of people get in relationships with someone who is genuine, someone who has the ability to love them the way they want to be loved, and someone that can fill their love tank and meet their love language. But because of our past history in relationships, we sabotage this relationship. We just break it down into small molecules and it just breaks up. And the relationship goes to hell, right? That's self-sabotage. And can you imagine one person sabotaging a relationship and the other person with the same mindset? You got two people sabotaging a relationship. That is not a recipe for marriage. I'm just saying, right? Don't shoot the messenger. Next, living a hidden lifestyle. And today, y'all, I'm drinking ashwagandha tea with chai tea. If you don't know what ashwagandha is, go Google it. I'm not going to talk about it because that's another whole podcast. I might do a podcast on ashwagandha. But living a hidden lifestyle. This is big. because some of us are so afraid and embarrassed about the lifestyle we choose to live, we hide it from everybody. We don't want no one to know that that's our real lifestyle. We don't want anyone to know the real us. It's kind of like you leave the house, you put your mask on, you come back home, you take that mask back off, and now you're being your genuine self. But there's no genuality because you're hiding your lifestyle on the outside. Right? The inside is great. You're not in your home. But the outside, you're hiding yourself. Living a hidden lifestyle will discourage you. It will change you. And it will definitely harm your life. Bad nutrition. I see a lot of people at the gym every day, all day. I'm a gym guy, just so y'all know. And I know some of y'all talk to y'all, so y'all know I'm a gym guy. But the gym is not the most important thing. It's the nutrition. I was just sharing with a group of people yesterday who I had a meeting with, and I was sharing with them that bad nutrition does nothing for results of the for the body, right? And most people don't have the energy to go to the gym after work because they haven't did the right things for their nutrition. Right? If you eat pretty good, the choices of healthy food you choose should give you a spark, of energy to go work out. But if you haven't ate anything or your nutrition has been bad, guess what you're not going to have? You're not going to have energy to make it to the gym. So guess what? The gym's not happening. So if you change your nutrition, you change how physical you can be and your energy level. Plain and simple. It doesn't get no better than that, or worse, however you see it. Stress and overthinking. This is the big one, because a lot of us deal with stress. We all have stress in our life, right? And stress leads to overthinking. Overthinking leads to stress. Y'all see how that works right there, that piece together? Stress leads to overthinking. Overthinking leads to stress. They usually run together, right? You usually don't have one without the other, because you overthink things so much, it becomes a stressful scenario. And when it becomes a stressful scenario, you start overthinking it even more now. So yes, if I had to rate these, I would say stress and anxiety was probably number one on the list of things that can change and harm your lifestyle. Because when you get stressed, you want to find obsessions. You want to find things that you can do, like, to overcome the stress, right? And so you find these addictions, and there's a word for them that people call them. They're vices, right? I got to get high to overcome my stress. I got to have a shot to stop overthinking, right? And so I'll put stress and overthinking as number one. Right. And then also we know stress and overthinking leads to anxiety attacks. Research has found that when you think negative and you live a stressful lifestyle with overthinking, at some point in your life is going to lead to anxiety. And anxiety leads to depression. So be very careful about how stressful you allow your life to get. No physical activity can change and harm your lifestyle. You have no physical activity. There's no walk. There's no run. There's no treadmill. There's no exercise bike. There's nothing. Everyone's body needs some type of physical activity. Sex don't count. Sorry. I know a lot of us love sex, and, you know, we want to turn on our Apple Watch and track, you know, how long we had sex, how many calories we burnt. But unfortunately, sex is not part of physical activity. At least not in my opinion. Do I love sex? Yes, I do. But I do not turn my Apple Watch on during sex. I'm just saying. Next, no motivation. You're not motivated about life. That's definitely going to change and harm your lifestyle. Definitely. You have no motivation, which leads to procrastination. You procrastinate about everything. I've hung out with people before, or I've had clients come to me and say, hey, Coach James, I want to start this business. I can see me doing this. 2 months later, I hit them up. Hey, did you get that LLC? Oh, no. Hey, did you go down there and apply for your license? Oh, no. Hey, did you start your certification? Oh, no. But I'm going to. That's procrastination, y'all. And if you're going to try to hide behind the wall and say, I'm not a procrastinator, you're a procrastinator. And I said what I said. Get over it. Move forward. All right. Next, no self-growth. No self-growth. That definitely can change and harm your lifestyle. I had a buddy come to me a couple days ago, and he was like, man, James, I want to be different now. I want to change my lifestyle. I want to make more money. I want to put my life in a different light. I want to just do everything that's great to give my kids the best lifestyle ever. That's self-growth. But if you're not thinking that way, if you're only thinking about when you're going to have your next drink, when you're going to spark up your next blunt, that's no self-growth, right? You can't be high and successful at the same time. I'm sorry, y'all. It just doesn't work. Now, you might be high in the beginning. You get things set up and it gets to going. But if you like to be high, be very careful. Number one on the list of things that can change and harm your lifestyle is obsession addiction. Falls under that category. Yeah. Having a fixed mindset means you don't want to think things different. You just want to be that same old 70s guy. You don't want to move to the 80s. You just bypass the 90s. It's having a fixed mindset. You're not willing to think of things in a different avenue. You're okay with who you are. And if you have a fixed mindset, I'm here to tell you, that is never going to equate a different lifestyle for you. It's not. You have to have a growth mindset. Last but not least is idolization. This is a big one, because I was writing this podcast and I was thinking about all the things that are detrimental to your lifestyle. And this one came up a couple days later and I was like, oh, I'm putting that on my list, because idolization can definitely harm or change your lifestyle. And let me give you an example that we had. There was a team at work a couple days ago, had a little snacks or whatever, potluck or whatever you want to see it. And everyone comes to me because they know me across the floor. They're like, hey, do you want a donut? I'm like, no, I don't want a donut. And I was thinking in my mind, like, why don't I want a donut? For one, it's bad nutrition. Number two, it's an empty calorie. It's not going to do anything. It's not going to benefit. And I looked at myself. There was no mirror, but I still looked at myself, y'all. It happened, right? I looked at myself with no mirror and I said, what are you worried about gaining a pound from? A donut? 10 pounds? And I start to think, like, wait a minute. If I'm worried about gaining weight, because 98% of the time I eat healthy. 90% of the time I'll say that, okay? I'm giving myself too much credit. But 90% of the time I eat healthy. But if I make a choice to eat a donut every now and then, that's okay. But when me saying no, I'm idolizing my body, because I'm saying if I eat a donut, I'm going to gain weight. And so now the idolization of my body comes into play. I'm idolizing myself. Because I think that if I eat a donut, I'm going to gain weight. It's going to impact my results. It's going to make me look sloppy. Now, I'm not saying have a donut every day, y'all. Don't hear what I'm not saying. I'm saying having a donut is okay every now and then. But when you keep saying, no, 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 I don't want one, it starts to become an idolization. You're idolizing your body because you're worried about gaining weight. And we should not idolize anything in this world but Jesus Christ. I'm going to drop the mic on that. So don't be an idolizationer. Is that a word? Is that a word? So y'all, those are things that can change or harm your lifestyle. It was David Goggins that said, denial is the ultimate comfort zone. Get out of your comfort zone. Get off the couch. Quit watching Netflix. Quit watching Tubi TV, because I know you're watching Tubi, I see you. And change your life. In order to become something, you have to leave something behind. Sometimes you got to leave that addiction behind. Sometimes you got to leave the obsession somewhere else. Sometimes you got to change your nutrition in order to become something different or someone different. Hey, y'all, really appreciate y'all for listening today. To my listeners, thank you very, very much. Someone dropped a nice comment last week for my birthday about the podcast, and I really appreciate that. Y'all, keep dropping comments, please. I love comments. That lets me know how I'm doing. Is my podcast helping you in the things I'm doing to better people's lives? Because that's what this is all about. This podcast is all about rewiring the way you think to better your life, to put you in a driver's seat for success. If y'all interested in talking to me for 30 minutes, it's a $50 consultation for that. You can share your struggles, share your ideas, bounce stuff off of me. Whatever you got going, I'm willing to help you out, but that's $50. It's $50 for 30 minutes. Send me an email to set up your appointment at jewatki1@gmail.com. And you can always also find my email in the body of the podcast description. If you want to send me some money through Cash App, just because you're generous and you're nice, it's $JEWATKI1. All right? Subscribe to the podcast. I don't know what platform you're listening to me on, but make sure you subscribe, because when you subscribe, when a brand new one drops, you'll be the first one to know, and you'll be on your way to changing and rewiring the way you think. I'm not hard to find. I'm on IG all day, every day. It's James Watkins at 40 and Fit Life Coach. If you're struggling this morning with thoughts of suicide, thoughts of harming yourself and someone else, please don't hesitate. Call the suicide hotline at 988. And as I always say, practice daily mindset rehabilitation. And that's my two cents on y'all. Peace!